Hi, Tanika Lewis, please.
This is she.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the double Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an attorney at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And were you by any chance diagnosed with a meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. So let me just go through a few more questions with you.
Okay.
Ms. Lewis, give me 1 second here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get back in my car so I can hear you.
Oh, okay. No problem. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you were diagnosed with a meningioma. Was this a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
The brain? Okay. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that. When was your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis was April 13, 2004.
April 13, 2004. Okay. Let me write that in here. Okay. And what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both?
It was a CT scan and an MRI.
Okay, so both. Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
9/21/1976.
9/21/1976. Okay. And do you know of any family or friends that were also injured by the depo that we can assist?
I can ask my family or friends. If so, I can check around.
Okay. And then I'll also be sending you a message with my direct line in case you come up with someone that we can assist. We're more than happy to assist, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera?
Yes, I did use it.
Okay. And do you remember what injectable you used? Was it... just double Provera or double Provera, sub-Q Provera, generic?
It was the, I took 150 milligrams of it, so it was in pill form, I'm guessing.
150 milligrams pill form of double Provera?
Well, I got shot. I got the shot. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm sorry. I got the shot.
You got the shot. Okay, but do you remember if it was, just double Provera, or did it have like double sub-Q or generic?
It was just double Provera.
Okay, no problem. And then did you use double Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Say that again.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then when did you start using double Provera?
I started using it April 20th of 2004.
Okay. And then when did you stop?
Oh, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I started using the depo June of 2000.
Oh, okay, okay.
I stopped March 2004. I'm sorry.
No problem. So March 2004, would that be March 20th, 15th? Do you kind of remember the day?
No, I can't really remember the day, but I started using it in June of 2000,
okay.
And I know I stopped using it in
March of 2004?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do need to put an actual date. We can do a guesstimate. So is it safe to say like 6/5 of 2000 when you started?
I'm gonna say I remember starting 6/16 of 2000,
okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was March 11th of 2004.
Okay. So let me type that in. 6/16 of 2000.
Mhm.
And then 3/11 of 2004.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, I started taking that in June.
Oh my gosh. You took it for quite some time, 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, I did.
And then you were diagnosed in 2004. How are you feeling presently?
I mean, I'm all right.
Mhm. You're all right. Okay.
Yeah, but I still suffer with stuff.
Yeah. But thankfully, you're off of it now, and you're aware of the situation. So.
Mhm.
Now it's just the healing process. I'm sure. And Miss Lewis, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
And then your marital status?
I'm divorced.
Okay. And then let me put your first name and last name in this section here. 1 second. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes, D as in Denise.
Okay. And then we do require a social security for the law firm to match your medical records. They do an identity verification, so this is for your safety.
434-290915.
434-290915?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email address on file. TANIKO Lewis@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone number is 713-494-8513?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And then contact preference, this is for the law firm to know after your initial call. What would you prefer as far as contact preference, phone call, text, or email?
Phone and text. Actually, you could do all three.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you?
Anytime.
Okay. And then as far as your home address?
It's 23110 River Cane, one word, RIVERCANE. Shadow Trail.
Okay.
Spring, Texas, 77373.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or
no,
apartment number?
Out.
Okay. 23110 River Cane Shadow Trail.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Spring, Texas, 77373. Okay. And then your diagnosing doctor, so this is the doctor that initially diagnosed you. We can look him up on Google.
The diagnosis doctor was Dr. Glenn. No, that was my gynecologist. Juan Martin. That was my, the one that diagnosed me was Dr. Juan Martin.
In Spring, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me look him up. I do see a Juan Martin, MD, Houston, Texas. He's coming up in Houston.
Houston, Spring. It's like I walk around the corner, I'm in Houston.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And it is as a 800 Peakwood Drive. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me enter in this information. Do you remember what facility you went to?
Yes, I went to HCA, Houston Healthcare Northwest,
Houston
on Cypress Creek.
Healthcare Northwest. A hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Houston Healthcare. Okay. Let's see. I'm just looking for a phone number here. Do you remember the number? If not, I'm just looking for it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
No problem.
I know that.
Let's see. 832-353-2498. Does that sound familiar?
I mean, I'm guessing so, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then, as far as your treating doctor, who treated you?
The same doctor who diagnosed me, the same one who treated me, yes.
Okay. I'll just copy and paste that in. Same information. And then as far as your prescribing doctor, this was the doctor who is prescribing Depo to you. Do you have that information?
That's my gynecologist.
Gynecologist. Okay. And what's the name?
Glenn Martin.
Glenn Martin. Okay. I did find a Dr. Glenn Morgan. Maybe not
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Martin. Okay. So,
Morgan.
No problem. So I misheard you. So 17070 Red Oak Drive 301.
That's
Does that
it.
Sound? Okay.
That's it. 77090.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Let me enter this information here. Was there were you seeing him at a hospital or a center? I can just write that down.
It was like a suite, the gynecologist.
Yeah, it was just
like a suite, you know how they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. No problem. And then, let's see, as far as the pharmacy, were you picking up any medication due to the meningioma, or did you ever get Depo Provera at the pharmacy?
No, I got the Depo Provera at the office.
At the office, okay. As far as the pharmacy, you used for any medication? No. So you never really went to the pharmacy for any, like, Depo-related or meningioma-related stuff? Okay. Let me just put Dr. Glenn Morgan in that section then, since he's the one that was prescribing the Depo.
Mm-hmm. Sounded like you said Martin, too.
Oh, I know, right? Like, that's why when you had mentioned his last name, I was like, oh, it's the same last name as the treating doctor, Juan. But then you...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's see here. Are you? Am I on speaker now?
Mm-hmm. I'm on the car. In my car.
Oh, got it. Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical record?
No, ma'am.
But they are at the doctor,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I'm just required to ask, should they request for you to provide them, would you be able to provide them electronically or through mail?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
If they ask.
Yeah, and they'll go over everything with you. This is just for us to know. And then... we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution
okay.
helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency
mm-hmm.
contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name?
Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Okay.
Barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W.
Okay. Phone number?
832-388-4922.
832-388-4922, Brianna Barrow. Okay. And relationship?
That's my daughter.
Okay. And is there an email that you would like to provide for Brianna?
BriannaBarrow43@gmail.com.
BriannaBarrow43@gmail.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a double N, right? B-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then does she live in Texas as well?
Yes, she does.
Okay. All righty. So it looks like we have completed everything. I'm going to review everything one last time just to make sure that there are no typos before we generate a DocuSign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just scroll up here.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The meningioma was located in the brain area, and then you did a CT scan and an MRI to determine,
yes, ma'am.
To determine that. Excuse me. Your date of birth is 9/21/1976.
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep scrolling down here. You did take the double Provera name brand injectable. And
yes.
You did take 4 injections once every 3 months.
The name brand was Pfizer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
Excuse me. And then
that's
your
okay.
usage... Your usage start date was 6/16 of 2000. Usage
mm-hmm.
stop date 3/11 of 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And then first name is T-A-N-I-K-O. Middle initial D as in Denise or David. Last name Lewis. L-E-W-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security 434-290915.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have an email. First name, last name, yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then your phone number, 713-494-8513, and that is the cell phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an address of 23110 River Cane Shadow Trail, Spring, Texas. And that, no unit number or apartment number, is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. So we have everything else as far as your health care information and then your emergency contact. So I will be generating that DocuSign shortly. I'm just going to check one last thing. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Alrighty, I am back. So I have sent that to you through email, Miss Lewis.
Mm-hmm. I see it. It just came through.
Perfect. And then I'll stay on the phone if you have any questions as far as the signing. It's pretty simple. It just prompts you on where to sign and where to initial.
Yes, ma'am.
And then while you're doing that, I'll be composing a text so I can send you my information and also the law firm's information.
Okay. Okay. One second. I'm thinking I got everything. Let me go double check.
Okay.
Okay. I think I did. Okay, confirm, sign.
Hello.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Perfect. Okay, so let me review it on my end.
Okay.
Just to make sure before we get off the phone that everything looks good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think I got it right.
Yeah, everything looks perfect. You did a great job. So what will happen now, Ms. Lewis, I will be sending you a text message as soon as we're off the phone with my information. So if anything comes up, you're more than welcome to either text me or call me. And then I will also send you the law firm's information. I always say give them about a week for them to reach out. In case you don't hear from them, you're more than welcome to call them directly to give them your name and everything, and then they'll look you up and give you information on your case, okay?
Okay.
And I wish you the best. You'll be getting that text message from me shortly. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay? Thank you so much for your time. You're welcome.
You too.
Okay.
Hey, your name is Your name is Denise, right?
Yes, my name is Denise.
That's my name.
Oh, when you said that's me like Denise, name. Did you mean that's your middle name? Oh, I was wondering why you said that. I'm like, oh, interesting, because usually you hear like D like Dodd, D like David or something.
That's why I said it, because it's my name.
I actually really love my name. I love the name.
Me too.
It's a pretty name, for sure.
Yes, it is. My cousins have my middle name. A few of us, you know, it's a Denise everywhere.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Now I know. All right, Miss Lewis, have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Uh-huh.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.